You have reached the emergency roadside assistance. My name is Angel. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yeah.
And are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Okay, can I get the spelling of your first name?
Yeah, it's L A T, like Tom, E E B I A.
And what's a good callback number just in case we get disconnected?
678-570-2875.
Okay, and what's the spelling of your last name?
L A T, like Paul, A U G H.
Okay, and do you want to receive mobile text updates? It's going to let you know who the provider is, the number, and ETA.
Oh, absolutely. I would like that.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. And can I please get your member ID or policy number?
Sure. Let me pull that up on my phone really quickly. Let's see. I think this is the policy number. It's 000-357-265.
Okay, that was 000-357-265.
Correct.
Okay, nothing came up with that. Do you have your full VIN number?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, so it's K like kangaroo, M like mom, H like Honda, D like David, U like unicorn, 4, 6, D like David, 5, 9, you like unicorn, okay, 7, 1, 8, 2, 1, 6.
Okay. All right, and can you please verify your home address that you have on file for your insurance company?
It should be 8101 Colquitt Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30350.
And what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle that you're calling about?
It's a 2009 Hyundai Elantra.
And what's the color?
Dark blue.
Okay, and what's wrong with the vehicle?
I was trying to avoid two flat tires in a rim. Two flat tires.
Okay, and which tires are flat?
Front, both the front.
Okay, and do you just want a tow?
Yeah.
Okay. Is the vehicle a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or a standard two-wheel drive?
Standard two.
Okay, I do have a couple of questions for you. If they do not apply, just say no. Is the vehicle in a parking garage?
No.
Has the vehicle been modified, lowered to the ground?
No.
Does the vehicle still shift gears?
Yes.
Do you consider this vehicle an antique vehicle?
No.
And is this service a result of an accident?
No.
Okay, and you will be the person with the vehicle at the time of the service?
The vehicle will be there by itself. Should I leave the key or?
Yes, you should leave the keys, and you do have to waive liability, which means if anything happens to the vehicle before the provider gets there, it's not their fault.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, and where would you leave the keys?
Underneath the driver's mat.
Becky. And callback number is 678-570-2875.
Correct.
And what is the current location of the vehicle?
Riverdale exit. The left side of the road. It's on the highway.
Oh, you're on the highway?
I just like literally pulled off onto the road off to the side on the highway on 285 North Riverdale exit. Right before the Riverdale exit.
Okay.
I have the location that I screenshotted that Siri gave me. Would you like that as well?
Yes.
I mean, it's kind of confusing, to be honest. We searched for the car for half an hour before we finally found it. But the address that I literally asked Siri to give me the current direct address, so it gave me the whole longitude and latitude and the physical address. And so that's what popped up where my car is.
Yeah, what's the latitude and longitude?
Okay, let me pull that back up. So it says the address is State Route 403, Atlanta, Georgia, 30337. And then the latitude is 33.623370. And then the longitude is -84.459046.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, when I put that latitude and longitude in, it said it's at 2144 Sullivan Road in Atlanta.
I'm not even from here, so I mean, I don't know if that's accurate or not, to be honest.
Okay.
Best way to get on 85 North, and it's going to be before the Riverdale.
The best way is to get on, what is it? 85 North. And
right before the...
to get off before the Riverdale exit, before you've made it to the airport.
Okay.
But, like, the sign right in front of me says domestic. So you haven't quite made it to domestic. You haven't made it to Riverdale. You're on I-85 North. But, this was a complete hassle to find where my car is parked, honestly. I'm trying to think if there's a way that I could...
You said Highway I-85, Atlanta, Georgia, going north?
Yes.
Okay, right before the Riverdale exit, and you in front of a sign that says domestic?
Yeah, we haven't quite made it to domestic yet.
Okay.
What is that, an ATL? What is that billboard?
I can't even see. Let me zoom in on it. Let me see what it says.
He needs to get off the Riverdale exit, or you guys are right by the Riverdale exit.
You don't get to that exit yet.
Yeah,
right?
It's right before you can get onto the Riverdale exit. Yeah, so it's about maybe 100 or so yards from where you can actually take the exit. So it's like right before the Riverdale exit.
Okay. And where do you want the vehicle taken to?
So it's going to 1590 Howell Mill Road.
Is it Howell Mill Road?
So it's H-O-W-E-L-L Howell Mill. So H-O-W-E-L-L Mill IMLL Road, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 30318.
Okay. All right, hold on 1 second for me.
Okay. Okay, so should we...
Hold on 1 second for my computer's loading to make sure everything's mapped and located.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, I do have you mapped and located, and once the provider is secured, you will receive a text message, and they will call you once they're on the way.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, make sure they do call because it'll be nice for us to communicate because, like I said, finding my car, we were on the road for like 30, 45 minutes according to the highway. So now that we finally found it, we'd be able to point them in the direction instead of having them go all over the place.
Yes, ma'am. I will let them know.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Do you have an estimated time, like, of when they'll be here, or do I just wait for them to call, or how is this going to work?
I mean, you would have to wait for a text message because I wouldn't know until I talked to the provider directly.
Gotcha. Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.